This is the daily energy clearing guided meditation for empaths by Maya Zahira. First, you'll want to find a comfortable spot, undisturbed. Make sure it's the right temperature for you, where you can really relax and go deeply into this guided meditation. You'll want to make sure that you're not playing this meditation in the background when you're driving or operating equipment. Just so you know, if you fall asleep, that's okay. You will still receive the full benefits. You'll also want to make sure that you're allowing your body and your energy to ground. So if you're wearing shoes, remove your shoes now. It's fine if you're wearing socks, but if you're comfortable, you can remove, if you're warm enough, you can remove your socks as well. Sit with your spine straight, either in a chair with your feet flat on the floor, uncrossed, or you can sit down on the floor with your legs crossed, sitting cross-legged. You can do this meditation inside or outside. Let's get started. Take three nice, slow, deep breaths. Inhaling through your nose and exhaling out your mouth, allowing your jaw to relax. Take your time with these slow, deep breaths. And continue taking nice, slow, deep breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth, with each breath, you feel your body relax more. With each breath, you feel your mind relax more. On the next breath, I'd like for you to drop your awareness down, deep down into your body. Down into your belly. And the more slow, deep breaths that you take, you feel your mind becoming more clear. With each exhale, the extra clutter is leaving your mind. Continue to focus on your breath. And now imagine and intend that there is a bubble of light or a grid of protection that's made of light that surrounds the boundaries of your aura, that field of energy that surrounds you beyond your physical body, that egg-shaped field of energy needs to have healthy boundaries so that you maintain your energy. So imagine that bubble or that grid of light surrounding all of the boundaries around your energy field. You can imagine that this bubble is made of white light, or if you feel more drawn to another color, you can visualize that instead. Don't worry if you have any trouble visualizing, just simply setting the intention that you have a grid of protection. This bubble of light is effective enough. And so now, with your powerful intention, ask that white light, or whatever color of your choosing, flows into your aura from above, shining down on you from above. This white light or colored light shining down and filling your whole aura with light. And your grid of protection, your bubble surrounding you, holds that light in so that it doesn't immediately dissipate. And now you're surrounded by this beautiful, healing, high vibration light. Now that you have your boundaries set, it's time to ground. So check your body again. Take a deep breath as you sit up a little straighter now. Check your feet. If you're sitting in a chair, remember that your feet should not be crossed, and your feet should be flat on the floor. But if you're sitting on the ground, you can be cross-legged. Now, I want you to imagine that you can draw up energy from the earth into your body just simply through your intention. If you're sitting with your feet flat on the floor, you can imagine that you're drawing a beautiful dark forest green light from the earth up through your feet chakras and up into your body. If you're sitting on the ground, you can imagine this process coming in through your root chakra, which is the energy center, one of your energy centers that is located right below where you're sitting. So imagine just drawing it straight up through your perineum, up into your body. Continue to focus on your breath. And see, feel, imagine, and intend that you are drawing, that you are pulling this earth energy, this beautiful dark green light into your body, filling every cell of your body, saturating every cell with this healing frequency, this healing light. as your body fills up with this healing earth energy. You see this light filling your legs, your hips, your torso, your chest, your arms. You see this light coming out of your fingertips, this green earth energy coming out of your hands. And that earth energy flows up into your throat, into your head, and like a gentle fountain flows out your crown chakra at the top of your head and fills your whole aura with this earth energy, with this beautiful forest green healing light, so that your entire body is filled with this earth energy and your entire aura is filled. Radiant. You can even take a deep breath, filling your lungs with this earth energy. And now it's time to connect with Divine Source. Now that you're grounded, we can begin to tap into some of those higher frequencies. So now, through your intention, I want you to bring your awareness to your crown chakra, which is the energy center above the top of your head. And imagine that that chakra is either white or gold. And imagine that you send a beam of light from that chakra out into the cosmos. Connecting with the divine. Connecting directly with God, Goddess, whatever it is that you call the divine, connecting directly with that. Plugging in your energy, plugging directly with unconditional love, with divine grace, with healing, with miracles. And as you plug into this energy of Divine Source, you feel all of those things flow back into your energy field, filling your body, filling your aura, filling you up with unconditional love, divine grace, miracles, healing. Filling up every cell of your body with this miraculous light, balancing all of the systems in your body, flowing all the way through you and out the bottoms of your feet, and as it flows through you, filling you all the way up, it flows out the bottoms of your feet, filling up your aura as well, and healing all layers of your aura and bringing the high vibration protection of the divine. Now it is time to call in your spiritual support team, your spirit guides, your guardian angels, your ancestors, whoever it is that you like to work with. Call them in. Perhaps ascended masters, spiritual avatars, whoever it is that you like to work with. Call them in, knowing that only those that are of light and love may enter into your space. You can call them by name if you know their names, but it's truly not necessary. If you don't know their names, you can simply ask for your angels or your guides to be with you. See, feel, and imagine that they surround you, standing in a circle of love and support around you. They love you, and they are here to offer you support now and always. They are here to help you with clearing your energy, with protecting your energy. And so you can call on them any time that you have a need. Knowing that you are now fully grounded and centered, connected with divine source, and surrounded by your loving spiritual support team, we can now do some work on releasing any non-beneficial energy and calling your power back to you. So now, take a big, deep breath in through your nose and exhale by pursing your lips and blowing out. You can use this kind of breath as often as you need to. Continue to breathe. And now I want you to proclaim loudly, either in your mind or out loud. And say this with conviction, knowing that you are in charge of your own energy at all times. Take a deep breath and exhale. And now proclaim, I release all energies that are not mine. Again, I release all energies that are not mine. And now, I release any and all non-beneficial energies now. I release any and all non-beneficial energies now. This means that any energies from other people, other energies in the world, entities, non-physical beings, anything that might have been intentionally or unintentionally interfering with your energy, you are now declaring that all of that is to move out. And in addition to that, any of your own energies that are no longer benefiting you, you're gently releasing those out as well. Take another deep cleansing breath. Take a sip of water if you have it. And now we've already released any non-beneficial energies, but we're going to tune in to something even a little more specific. and we're going to do some cord cutting. This means that we're going to remove any energy cords from or to other people. With all of the people that you have in your life, some people might have negative connections. They have an energy cord. It looks like a tube that's connected from themselves to you. And sometimes people are intentionally or unintentionally sending negative energy to us or sucking our energy dry. We call those people energy vampires when they're sucking our energy. And sometimes, unfortunately, you can also have energy cords attached to people where perhaps you're sending anger or some other negative emotions, or tapping into other people's energies inappropriately. So now it's time to clean up all of those energy cords. For this, we're going to ask for the assistance of your guides, your angels, your ancestors, your spiritual team, asking them to step even closer to you, and with gentle compassion, we ask that they ever so gently remove any non-beneficial energy cords, any energy cords that are not benefiting you or the other person. We ask that they be gently, gently removed and sent back to Divine Source for healing. We ask for your guides and angels to lovingly repair any areas of your energy that may have been damaged by energy cord attachments. And so we ask for loving repairs to be completed within your energy. It's important that your energy be repaired. This makes it much more difficult for people to reattach energy cords back into your energy field. So simply with your prayers and your intentions right now, asking for your energy to be healed. Simply those prayers and intentions are extremely powerful and effective. Now take a nice deep breath and exhale. Cord cutting can be a little intense if it's the first time you're doing it, if there are people who've had major energy cords connected to you. So if you feel a little different, then drink some water. That's the miracle. Drinking water helps anytime you feel woozy from healing work. So drink some water. Make sure that you're grounded. Imagine that green, dark green healing light moving up through your body. And take some nice deep breaths. And now that you're recentered, it's time to call your power back. You've already released any energies that are not beneficial for you. So now, let's call your energy back now with conviction, with power, like you mean it. You're going to be calling your energy back, those aspects of your energy that you either intentionally, that you knowingly or unknowingly sent away, those times when perhaps you didn't speak up for yourself or you gave your power away to another person or situation. So now with conviction, I want you to repeat after me. I call my energy back now. I call my energy back now. I call my energy back now. As you repeat this, either in your mind or out loud, see and feel and imagine and intend that your energy, like light, like white light, is flowing back into your aura, back into your body, back into all those parts of you where you lost your energy. Feel yourself becoming more integrated as your energy comes back to you. Feel yourself becoming stronger. Feel your body and your aura radiant with your inner light. Your inner light within you is pulsating and growing stronger and stronger and radiating all the way out and filling up your entire aura with your energy. You are strong. And your energy is powerful. Take a deep breath. Say thank you to your team, to your spiritual healing team. Thank them for assisting you today. And say thank you to yourself, sending love inward towards yourself, sending gratitude, appreciation for this important way that you are caring for yourself. If at this time you need any further grounding, you can take a deep breath and draw that earth energy into your body. Now take three nice, slow, deep breaths as we complete our meditation.